Written by distinguished law professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this audiobook provides case briefs for the top 100 cases that have formed the foundation of civil procedure in the United States. Each case brief will cover the facts, procedural history, issue, holding, rule, reasoning, disposition, dissents or concurrences, and notes. Also included is our civil procedure course outline. This outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school civil procedure course, including capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you need to know. Civil procedure can be one of the most difficult areas to study in the law. First, you have to memorize all those rules, and they often vary by state. Then you have to learn the case law or jurisprudence that has interpreted and even created the laws since the inception of our country. This audiobook will go over some of the most important cases that have shaped civil procedure over the decades. You'll learn everything from jurisdiction, venue, how to plead a complaint properly, and even an overview of class actions. The most important part of each case will be the holding and rationale, so you can use these cases to apply to future fact patterns you encounter, both in studying for a bar exam or practicing the law. Jurisdiction. One of the most important and initial issues in civil procedure is the question of jurisdiction. That is, can a certain court actually hear a certain case? State courts have what is called general jurisdiction, meaning they can hear all cases in law and equity. Essentially, state courts are the default court, although for purposes of efficiency, most states divide the kinds of cases they hear into subjects, such as family court or criminal court. One case out of New York shows how broad state jurisdiction is. Lax v. Lax, 41 NY 2nd 71, New York, 1976. Facts. In a family law case, the defendant, wife, sought to set aside the final judgment of divorce by arguing the court lacked subject matter jurisdiction. The case was lengthy, 10 years long, and after she had exhausted all appeals, she finally argued that the husband had not satisfied the residence requirement in order to get a divorce under New York law. She stated that her husband had not been a resident of New York for the full year prior to commencing the original action, resulting in an erroneous judgment. It is important to note that during these 10 years, the law changed a few times, intending to both liberalize the law and prevent the state from becoming a divorce mill. Thus, the statute in question required a party to fulfill certain residence requirements before a cause of action could be entertained. Issue? The issue was whether the competence of the court to hear a case depends upon a correct determination of residence requirements. Holding? The court held that the overstated principle that lacking subject matter jurisdiction would make a final judgment void is not applicable to cases which do not actually involve jurisdiction, but rather substantive elements of a cause for relief. Rationale? The courts in New York had long distinguished between the ability of a court to entertain an action and the power to render a judgment on the merits. Despite the wife's best abilities to interpret the case law in a certain way, her complaint does not go to subject matter jurisdiction, but rather point only to substantive elements in a cause of action, which is able to be decided by a court of competent jurisdiction. That would also be known as the Supreme Court of New York. Federal question. In comparison, federal courts are courts of limited jurisdiction, able to hear cases only in certain circumstances. One of these times a court can hear a case is called federal question jurisdiction. The cause of action must arise under the Constitution, laws, or treaties of the United States. There are dozens of cases that cover this issue, all with various focuses. The T.B. Harms Company v. Eliscu case explores what is meant by a case arising under a federal question. Facts? In this case, the issue was jurisdiction over a cause of action concerning four copyrighted songs. Essentially, the parties initially desired for the court to determine who owned how much of an interest in the renewal copyrights, as well as an accounting.